I'm Philip Lorca de Corcia. The works that I'm going to discuss fall into a series collectively titled Heads. They were all made in New York City in Times Square underneath scaffolding in the years 2000, 2001. The method is fairly simple. I attach flashes, something like this one. And these are synchronized to a camera, which is about 20 feet away with a telephoto lens. I pre-focus the camera, pre-focus the lights. When someone enters the zone, which is predetermined, I decide if I can and want to make an image of them. If I press the shutter of the camera, the flash is synchronized to go off at the same time. Something like this. I never talk to them. That was one of the points of doing it. I don't ask their permission. I don't pay them. And eventually I exhibited the works in galleries and museums. That got me into trouble. I was sued by an acidic man who claimed that I used his image in commerce and advertising. The commerce being bringing them up for sale in an art gallery, and the advertising being the catalog. It went to three appeals in New York, and I won. How do I feel about it? I'm not sure I would like it to happen to me, but I maintain my right to do it. There is really no expectation of privacy in a public place anymore in this world. And London, New York, saturated with surveillance cameras. In a way, it's about what you do with those images. I don't believe I defamed those people. I don't believe I was even really sneaky about it. As opposed to Walker Evans or some other people, I did not conceal myself or my camera. I was investigating things. The nature of chance, the possibility that you can make work that is empathetic without actually even meeting the people. There are many different things that I was trying to do. Serendipity was my friend and my enemy. I had to photograph probably 3,000 people to get the 17 that were finally used in the series. I approached it like a day job. I went there, set up, worked for 4 or 5 hours, went home. I wasn't always sure what I had. And to tell the truth, the biggest problem was not to get what you would call a good one, but to get one that was different from the others. One thing I was investigating was not whether people are all different, but how they are all the same. And I was not trying to hide from them. I was trying to show how they tried to hide from those around them. It was great to bring serendipity to some degree into the game, into the hunt, into the synthesis, into whatever. I mean, it was my partner for this.